There was a lot of applause last Wednesday evening at the Wilmington Convention Center, where Planned Parenthood held its annual fundraiser with over 600 people in attendance. They were cheering for the recent failure of the GOP's American Health Care Act, which would have included the government's defunding of Planned Parenthood.
We are relieved, of course, that this version of the Trump Care failed, because as hard as we've been trying to keep defunding out of the bill, it is very much on the Republican agenda.
That familiar voice is of actress Kathleen Turner, the keynote speaker at the Wilmington event. She's been an avid supporter of Planned Parenthood her entire adult life and is the organization's chair of the Board of Advocates.
97% of our budget, our funding, everything, is in women's health care, is in cancer screenings, contraception, educational programs. We are, you know, mammograms, everything. Pap smears. This is 97% of what we do. 3% of our budget, which is, there's no state or federal money involved in this, it goes toward abortion.
Planned Parenthood still enjoys a pretty positive public image.
Eric Scheidler is executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, an organization committed to the elimination of Planned Parenthood.
They've worked very hard to establish that, and they've spent millions of dollars on ad campaigns and other efforts to keep up that positive public image. But the more people learn about Planned Parenthood, the less they support that organization receiving taxpayer funding.
Scheidler says that Planned Parenthood is simply a nationwide abortion provider.
We still have a lot of work to do, but fortunately we have very strong allies in Congress who are recognizing Planned Parenthood's massive role in the abortion industry.
On a rainy Friday morning, a half dozen protesters are standing at the corner of 17th Street and Hospital Plaza Drive with signs opposing abortion. Behind them down the road is Planned Parenthood. They are here twice a week.
Okay. Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the United States. Last year alone,
Judy Paparosi is huddled under an umbrella as cars drive by and honk their support.
We're just a pro-life witness for those who can't speak for themselves. So we're not just standing out here protesting. We're trying to live the pro-life message, and it applies to right across the board, from the baby before it's born to the baby and the mother after they're born.
With a Republican White House and a Republican Congress, Paparosi seems confident that the long battle to defund Planned Parenthood could swing her way, especially after last week's vote in the Senate. However, Planned Parent advocates disagree. Suzanne Wertman is with Wilmington Planned Parenthood.
It's part of comprehensive health care. Having access to safe and legal abortion is something that women need and families need.
President Trump is expected to sign the Senate bill this week. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.